Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Everybody, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. My name's Parkhopper John, and I come to you from WDWParkhoppers.com. Joining me on the other side of the desk, as far as you know, the other side of the internet, is Mr. Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com.
Hello.
We've had a great night so far. We've done the Patreon show. That was a lot of fun. Now we're doing the live show. And if you want to be a part of the live, well, the live Facebook studio audience, you can certainly join us every Monday night, except next Monday night. We're taking next Monday off, which is complicated, I know, and I apologize about that. But every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, we do the live show. Like I said, we're taking next Monday off, so there will not be a live show, but there will be a show in the podcast. You don't have to worry about that. We're not taking the whole week off. We're just taking that Monday off, so that's cool. How are you, buddy? What did you do Disney this weekend?
I went to Marimoto Asia for their craft beer and bites, which was okay,
craft beer taste and sort of bite.
Sort of bite. Yeah, it was weird. They had like this punch card kind of thing, so you can only get a beer and a thing, one from each station.
This is all you get, buddy.
I guess for $30, they were trying to limit, I guess, how much food and drink you had, but
I guess.
And probably to keep down the drunken alcohol drinking. But they only gave you like a shot glass, like an ounce and a half to drink out of.
They've learned a thing or two from Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Morimoto was like, oh, whatever you do, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do
that. I would have liked to seen just, you know, beer at the bar. It was upstairs. If you've ever been there, the bar said, put all the beer up there. And then on the other side, have all food. Like, I've just had platters of sushi and whatever. You know, they had the Peking duck and, you know, put all the food on one side. And so if you wanted beer, you could have gone there. If you wanted food, you could have gone there.
I know, right?
I don't know.
These people need to call us and let us.
We'll tell you how to run your event.
That's right. We can run an event, y'all. We know how to do it. We could do that up good, and that would be fun.
I mean, food was good. Beer was good. Just didn't like that it was only limited to one of each.
We, on Saturday, we met some friends over at the Polynesian, and we had lunch there.
Polly wanted to make him?
Polly, yes.
Polly
and
wanted a cracker?
Kona's drastically changed their menu.
Yes.
Like, drastically. Yes. A lot of people are unhappy about the changes. Yes. It's not been great. I just had sticky wings. That's all I had.
I'm not a fan of the new menu.
New menu's difficult. So, like, they did have a steak, but it wasn't the steak.
Right.
They didn't have the big salad. They have a salad, but it's not the big salad with the steak or chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And the salad they brought was not the same by any stretch of the imagination.
Very different.
The noodle bowls are different.
Yep.
They
have a whole new executive chef. And they did remove one or two of the desserts in Ohana, which has still brought, I think, people to
it's
fighting words.
Well, there's only one dessert, and it was always the banana. Was it banana bread or no?
Don't think it's there anymore.
It was banana bread and ice cream. Was it banana bread?
It might have been banana bread.
No, it was something, and ice cream, and they took that out?
Yes. Man.
Them's are fighting words.
Yeah.
So we did that for lunch, and then we wound up going home taking a nap, which is glorious. If you ever get a chance to take a nap on a Saturday afternoon, I highly advise it.
I love naps.
And then Saturday night, we went back to Disney Springs. We put on our Our Donald Duck themed Disney by the Numbers T-shirt club Christmas shirt.
Nice.
And we went and had our picture taken with Santa.
Christmas in July.
Christmas in July over Disney Springs. We walked around there for a little while. Had a great time.
I'll tell you one thing I forgot, but go ahead. Finish up.
Yeah, we had a great time. Sarah, we were going to do some shopping after we had dinner, and we came upon the little I can't remember what the collectible is. It's a certain type of collectible, but it was Stitch reading the Ugly
Jim
Duckling
Shore?
Book.
It looked like Jim Shore.
Might have been, but it has a name.
I saw your picture.
Yeah, but it's got another name. If you want to see what we got, go check out www.parkhoppers.com.
Was it small? Or
yeah, big? It was small. Mm-hmm. And so I felt kind of guilty. And then Sarah had been looking for a coffee mug, so we wound up getting like the big Baymax head coffee mug.
Oh, really?
Where on the inside it says how you feel. It's like happy, sort of happy, straight faced, grumpy, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just a level of how your coffee
yeah.
is.
Right.
So we got that. So that was kind of cool. So yeah, that was our night. And Sunday we were just working all day. So
yeah. So after leaving Marimoto's, I was actually hungry because I could only have a bite.
Yeah, you didn't eat as much
so
as you
So I went over,
for.
I said, let me go try a deluxe burger one more time.
Right.
It's kind of been hit or miss.
Yeah.
And it was funny. There was a long line. I was like, I don't really feel. And then it struck me. Mobile ordering. I pull out my phone.
Get out.
Order. Tell us when you're near. I said, I am, because I was standing out front.
Tell us when you're near. Yes.
Yes, I'm out front.
Right.
Ordering. I order it. I go into, you know, where you pick up your food.
Right.
And I said, I have a mobile order pickup. She gives me a pager. 3 minutes later or less, lunch. All the people on the line are still there waiting in line, and I'm sitting down having my lunch.
You're just walking by everybody going, yeah, hey, have a good night.
So that mobile ordering is killer.
That's awesome.
I love it.
That's good stuff.
I love it because, I can imagine on a busy day, like going like Tomorrowland Terrace, just standing at Tomorrowland Terrace, pick up, and then boom, you're done. It was very easy. It was not that hard. It uses my credit card that's on my Disney Experience.
Right.
I don't think I had to put in a credit card. And that was it. I 3 minutes and I was done.
That's great. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I highly advise trying that in the parks if the line is too long for someplace.
Cool. That's you know. Awesome. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Well, I guess there's nothing else we can do but get into
the news.
I almost said the show.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
Yeah, so our friends at Kingdom Consultant has a travel special offer. You can receive a $25 gift card if you book between now and August 15th, 2017. Packages must be 3 nights or more and include tickets and dining. Travel must take place between now and then September 30th. Which is not hard to do with food and wine coming up. If the package is canceled or changed in any ways, the offer becomes null and void. Gift cards will be sent with the travel documents, and travel less than 30 days out will have the gift card sent separately. All you have to do is contact Kingdom Consultants and mention DP Podcast for this special offer.
Excellent.
Hey, $25, $25, man.
Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort adds even more spooky fun than ever before with the expansion into Disney's California Adventure Park. Oh, so you must have a park hopper for this one, or whatever they call it over there.
Yeah.
For the first time in forever. The Cars Land at Disney California Adventure will transform with a special Halloween. That's awesome.
Halloween.
Haul-o-ween.
There's a lot of those puns in this.
Oh my gosh.
Story.
Makeover for the citizens of Radiator Springs. You can now don Halloween costumes and decorate their. Oh, they don Halloween costumes and decorate their respective homes for the season.
Right.
Lightning McQueen, Mater, Cruz, Red, and DJ will all be dressed up as a superhero, a vampire. A pirate, a clown, and a punk rocker ready to go trunk or treating, they obviously go to a local church. For those of you who go to church, you'll get that joke. Attractions transform too, with Mater's Junkyard Jamboree turning into a spooky graveyard jamboree. And Luigi's Rollicking Roadsters. They couldn't come up with something.
Yeah.
Bella Luigi's.
They were all out of puns.
I guess. The Rollicking can't even say it. Rollicking Roadsters getting a seasonal twist to become Luigi's Honking Halloween. Scary the Scare Car. I should really read these before I do these live.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Scary the Scare Car will stand guard over the entrance to Route 66. A preview to the Halloween transformation awaits guests in Cars Land with Fillmore's Jack Oil Lanterns. The web spun overflows by a spider car and the cozy cone dressed up in Carstooms. The townsfolk, you should really read this. This is hilarious. The townsfolk turn Radiator Springs into Radiator Screams. Mm. That's even better. Wait. Oogie Boogie appears for the first time at Disney's California. For the California Adventure as well, taking over with his twisted tale of Forever Halloween. Inspired by Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas, Oogie Boogie's oversized silhouette beckons guests through the main entrance of the park, and he brings to life a swarm of bats around Carthay Circle Restaurant and Lounge. Disney's California Adventure also will be featured for the first time in forever as part of the pre-party mix-in for Mickey's Halloween Party, a separate ticket event that features special entertainment, Disney characters in their Halloween attire, and trick-or-treating at locations throughout Disneyland. This year, a ticket to Mickey's Halloween Party has even greater value, as guests will be able to visit Disney California Adventure as well as Disneyland during the 3 hours prior to the beginning of the party in Disneyland.
Wow.
Jeez. Tickets to the popular Mickey's Halloween Party go on sale. Well, they were already on sale, actually.
Sure.
For annual pass holders, Disney Vacation Club members, and Disney Visa card holders, tickets are also on sale for the general public. They may be purchased online or on mobile devices at http://disneyland.com/party, as well as the Disneyland Resort main gate, or by phone at 714-781-4400.
I still like the way they still call it the main gate.
Yeah, right? Right, we don't get school. That.
Yeah. It's good. I'd like to see that. You know, they're turning Paradise Pier into Pixar Pier.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we talked about that last week. It's a great... You know, they've got a lot going on, man, and it's good stuff. It's good stuff. I mean, it's just taking it up a notch. I love the fact that you can do, because of the proximity of the parks, the two parks are literally
back to back.
So now you can go from one to the other and do 3 hours in there in California Adventure that you could walk over. It's just brilliant. And I love the Cars Land thing.
Yeah.
If you thought that the Cars Land was packed before,
wait till Halloween. Yeah. All right. We all know the great movie right here in Orlando is shutting down. But Disney's D23 has one more gift for you before it goes bye-bye.
Goodbye.
On August the 12th, Gold members... I love saying that. Gold members and their family. Gold members and family can do the ultimate... what are they calling this? The official Disney Fan Club and the TCM Backlot, the ultimate Turner Classic movie fans, are joining together to invite members of the fan clubs to celebrate the farewell of the great movie ride. The experience will promptly begin at 7:15 a.m. at the entrance of Disney's Hollywood Studios. And I said 7:15 a.m. A.M.
Yes. You get to experience what it's like to actually record something at Walt Disney World, because you thought all those shots were done and there were guests standing there. Oh, no. Yeah. They do those things at the crack of dawn.
Yeah. Yep. Check-in will begin at 7 a.m. And please do not arrive before 7 a.m. That means you. All of you. that are going to get there at 6.
I'm going to get there early. No, no, you're not. You're going to stand around. Get there at 7:15.
7 a.m. And due to the nature of this unique experience, late arrivals will not be accommodated. The event is available only to Gold members and Gold family members. Now, John, what do you think the price of this event would be? Hold on. Let's get... Got a little bit more. The attendees will have the opportunity to experience the star-studded cinema attraction for the last time, or one of the last times, and then get a behind-the-scenes experience before Disney's Hollywood opens to the public on Saturday, August 12th. The complimentary event will include a private attraction experience with guests, so they're going to have some people, some probably Imagineers or whatever, and a delicious breakfast at the Brown Derby restaurant. And a one-of-a-kind gift created just for attendees. It's complimentary.
Get out of town.
I kid you not.
When are we going?
I can't. I have people here. You can go. It's 7 a.m.
I'm not a Gold member.
Oh, you're not a Gold member?
No.
Find one.
If you're a Gold member...
John needs some help.
I need a family. Will you please adopt me?
D23 Gold members and their families can register for a ticket for themselves and one guest. Due to the nature of the experience, all attendees must be at least 21 years or older to partake in this experience. The experience does not require admission to the Disney's Hollywood Studios, but make sure that they're going to get you out when the park opens, trust me. We'll have to purchase a ticket. Food allergies and restrictions should be communicated to guest relations prior to the event. There is only a limited number of reservations available for this event. D23 will require to provide your membership number when reserving the ticket. Tickets may be picked up only with a valid photo ID and D23 membership. D23 members who do not have their membership card may not be admitted to the event. Ticketed members who do not attend the event forfeit their place, as well as the experience, benefits, and gifts associated with the event. And there are no cancellations, refunds, or substitutions. I don't know what they refund you since they're not charging you anything. And they are not transferable. So, but I've never seen them do a free event.
Me neither.
Never. This is a new one on me.
They must have got it.
And they're giving you breakfast.
I have a theory.
Go ahead.
I think Turner Classic Movie bought out of their contract, and this is part of it.
Yeah, maybe.
Either that or somebody's buying out of something. Mm. Because there's no way that Disney's giving away this just for kicks and grins.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. That's great. That's, you know, I wish that they would have done
this. There's a lot of people that are sad to see this go.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see the rehab and done differently, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I agree with it shouldn't go. First of all, it's a bad time for it to go because there's really nothing to do in the studios. There are literally Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, Toy Story Mania, and the Great Movie Ride, which are attractions to ride. The other three things, and Star Tours, Muppet, Indiana Jones, Beauty and the Beast, are all shows.
Right.
So... And the closing and opening day attraction, which means that this will be the first time in history that a Disney park will not have any opening day attractions in it.
You mean the first time in forever? Yeah, it's tough.
So that's why people are having a tough time swallowing this.
Yeah, people are taking this a whole lot harder than I thought they would.
I thought so too, yeah.
Wow, all right. You know, all the things that you said and then some, but I'm excited to see what they bring in there. I was really kind of hoping they'd do it a little differently, too. But, you know, it's going to Mickey and Minnie. I'm okay with that. I'll live.
Yeah. All right. Hey, don't forget, September 2nd is just around the corner. We will be having our Grand Villa party, and you're going to want to be there. So go to facebook.com/ Disney Parks Podcast. Click on events. Look for the Grand Villa party and get your ticket over there.
That's right.
And don't forget that you can listen to us on your Amazon Echo or your Amazon Dot. Just say, bleep, bleep, please play the Disney Parks Podcast. Don't forget to go visit us at, DisneyParksPodcast.com/shop. We have a whole bunch of cool things over there, mouse pads and coasters and soon to be phone cases.
Yeah, I'm on that.
soon to be phone cases. John has a book on his site, www.parkhoppers.com, the Disney Bucket List. It's still $15 signed.
All day long.
And shipped. Free shipping?
Yeah, free shipping.
Free shipping and signed. And you can go check out my book on Disney by the Numbers at DisneyByTheNumbers.com. Don't forget to rate us and review us at anywhere you listen to the show, specifically iTunes. And most importantly, subscribe to the show. That helps even more.
Yep. Make sure that you go, one quick plug, make sure that you go visit www.parkhoppers.com/gift card giveaway. Partnered with our travel agent friends, Pixie Vacations, and we are giving away a $100 Disney gift card.
Just for the halibut?
Just for the halibut.
Wow.
So,
can I sign up?
You can, actually. We would love for you to sign up. Can't win, but we would love for you to sign up. Go over there and check that out. Sign up. Doesn't cost you anything. It's really easy to get plugged in there. I think we're going to give that away. I can't remember if it's the 17th or the 18th, but it's coming up here in the next week or two. So go check that out. Disney or www.parkhoppers.com/gift card giveaway.
All right, that's
cool.
I think
that's it. There's a link on the site, no matter what.
Very cool.
All right, so because you don't know how to get into the cars fast enough, you're causing a clog in the line, kids. So a pre-show video has been added to the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train in hope of shortening wait times. Before I get into the story, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think, are the wait times long on the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad?
They've gotten up there.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, do you think it's because we don't know how to get into a roller coaster car? Or could it be that people who are regular size have such a difficult time getting in and out of this thing because it's so incredibly small?
I think that's more the problem.
That's probably more the problem than people don't know understand how a lap bar works
and
at a theme park.
And it's a little dark in that area, and I'm always reluctant where I'm stepping.
That is true. I hadn't thought about that.
You know, I'm always holding on to like the back of the car and the front of the car because I'm not sure. I can't see anything. There's no light. I don't know. And they painted the floor of the car black.
Right.
So
right.
Am I stepping into space or am I stepping into the mine train?
I'm stepping into a wormhole. All right. So just as they've recently done the Rock and Roller Coaster, Disney's added a pre-show video to the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train attraction at the Magic Kingdom, hoping that it will get guests loaded into the carts faster, thus reducing wait times. The screen is located just before the load area as the line splits into even and odd number parties of riders. The video is animated, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Seven Dwarfs, for crying out loud. In a rather clever style, as the dwarves build an automated device in the style of some of the other props found on the ride. Similar videos were also added to Space Mountain and Toy Story Midway Mania over the last year.
How do you not know? You sit down, you pull the gun towards
sit,
you.
Sit
and
in
that's
seat.
It.
Pull lap bar down.
Oh, gosh.
Pull up on the yellow tab.
I would love to know, after they've installed these, statistically, how faster the load times have gotten.
I would love to know those numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
If at any. If it ain't. All right, so last week we had a trivia question, and the question was, what are the names of Walt Disney's three bros? And they were
Harpo, Chico,
Huey, Dewey, Louie.
Right.
They were Roy, Ray, and Herb.
Yep.
Or Herb.
Herb. Herb Disney.
And the winner is Mary, and the gift is in the mail to you, Mary. So thank you. This week's question is a tough one.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
What is the name of Donald Duck's sister, also known as the mother of Huey, Dewey, and Louie? If you know the answer to this said question, email us at DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com or let us know on Facebook.
Maleficent.
Very not true.
Dang it. I never get these questions right. Yep. And it's right in front of me.
I know. Think you could read it.
Hey, guys, we every Monday night we do a live Patreon show just for our Patreons, and the only way you can be a part of that is if you are one of our Patreons. You can find out a little bit more information over at patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast. And what we do is we set up a great reward system just for people who like to support the show financially. And what we do with those funds is we use those for some of our events, like the Bay Lake Tower event and some of the other things that we do. We buy snacky poos. We also buy things that we can give away to people. We use those funds to help make those experiences even better. We don't pay for the event with that money, but you know, we turn that around and usually give stuff away. So that's what we do. But the cool thing is we offer exclusive ad-free shows. So every show that comes out, like the things that I'm literally saying right now, you would not hear. Just all the ads are gone. And so we do that. We also do exclusive content like the live show. We have a private Facebook group that we do a live show every Monday night, except for next week, by the way. Just throwing that out there. And then we have some really great offers depending on the level of support that you give. We have some amazing things that we send you. Disney park stuff from the parks. It's really amazing. So go check that out. Patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast. And we have to thank our current Patreons. David M., Willie, Jeremy, Katie, Eva, Grant, Ernie, David R., and Ross.
Very cool.
Say hi to Rachel for me.
Yep.
I bet that joke never gets old.
Right. Hey, new Mission Space at Epcot is launching August 13th.
Saw that.
Which, coinkidink, is the same day Ellen's closing and great movie ride. So.
We trade them out.
Yeah, two down, one up. So starting on that, all right, so this is what they're doing. The revamped Orange Mission, or Mission Space Mars, has been enhanced with a new HD video produced by the folks at ILM.
We make puking easier.
Yeah. We'll give it to you in laser colors. The family-friendly green mission will be now known as Mission Space Earth and takes you on an exciting orbit around the Earth. On this new adventure, you'll take in the sights like Hawaii Islands, the Italian Boot, the Northern Lights, as seen from space, of course.
Soaring to tower. Oh, wait, wrong ride. Sorry.
Before finally landing at the Kennedy Space Center back in Florida. In addition to all the mission updates, Walt Disney Imagineering has also made the attraction more family-friendly. Maybe you can even take grandma on this now.
Maybe.
As well, as we reported, I think it was last week or the week before, officially announced that they're changing the height restriction. The new X2 booster seats will allow children 40 to 44 inches now to ride.
Yeah, come on.
So you can be shorter to be on this ride. Mission Space will relaunch, like we said, August 13th, which is the last day of Ellen's energy events. So you got a lot to do on August 13th. Go see Great Movie Ride for the last time.
Yeah.
Go see Ellen's Energy Adventure for the last time. And yes. Then go check out the new Mission Space.
This will be the first time...
In forever.
No, first time in a long time that there'll be a long line for Ellen's Energy Adventure.
You think so?
As we found out for Disney Springs, bro. As we found out for Disney Springs. not Disney Springs. Disney Quest.
Yeah.
That... Everybody's going to go for the one last ride.
I think more people will be at the Great Movie Ride than they will be at Ellen's Energy Adventure.
Bro, I think a lot of people are going to go to ride Ellen's Energy Adventure for one last good, hard nap.
It's a 45-minute nap.
It's the best nap on property. Yeah. Not the cheapest, but the best.
Yeah.
Okay, so my Disney Experience app, which we all know and most love, now allows guests to check in to their resort online.
Mm-hmm.
The My Disney Experience app has added a new feature that will now allow guests to check into the resorts virtually, which is crazy.
Uh-huh, sure.
The online check-in system should be much faster than checking in at the front desk because you don't have to deal with those annoying people. guests will now be able to start the check-in process up to 60 days before their arrival. To finalize their check-in, all guests have to do is unlock their room using their magic bands, which were sent to you prior to arrival. Unless you didn't get them. Right. And you have to go talk to those pesky, dirty humans.
Yep.
The app will also allow guests the convenience of making room requests, adding credit card information, authorizing charges, submitting a blood test, and an submitting an estimated arrival time, and even send guests a message to alert them when their room is ready. I'll come back to that in a second. It's important to note that this is not replacing the front desk cast members, to which all those cast members just went,
yeah.
Yet. Right. And all guests will be able to talk face-to-face with cast members at the front desk throughout their vacation.
Mm-hmm.
For now.
Yeah. So, Gary, yeah, our friend Gary, who's in the chat room on Facebook, mm-hmm, recently came down. He did his DVC online check-in.
And how'd that work out for him?
Terrible.
Excellent.
Didn't get notified of his room. He put in what time he was arriving. There's still no room ready for him at that time.
It's amazing.
I've done this too, where, you know, as a DVC member, we can check in online, not on the app. And actually, I've already checked in for September. And
did you?
Yeah, and I guarantee you, I've told them that I'm getting there at 12 o'clock. I will guarantee you there won't be a room at 12 o'clock.
Now, this doesn't mean that you can just say, hey, I'm going to be there at 8 o'clock, and your room will be ready.
Because
it's still going to be the same.
No. What they're trying to eliminate is you going to the front desk and putting down your credit card for the incidentals.
Right.
They're trying to just eliminate that process. And that's the only thing. They're not still guaranteed. Rooms are still ready at 4
right,
or later.
Yes.
Or if at all.
Usually later.
Yeah.
As our experience has been.
But I would like to see, you know, we spoke, I don't know when, about them doing a possible update to the housekeeping process.
Right.
And they can put the housekeeping process paired with this process where, hey, they can tell guests, all right, yeah, we might be able to get you a room at an earlier time.
Right.
Rather than 4, I think that would be a good idea.
Jeremy in the chat rooms also said that he had a similar experience of checking in with a cast member at the desk, but he never got a message saying the room was ready.
Right.
So it's not a guarantee.
No.
And the thing is, as Disney grows, or has grown, but you know, in the next several years, we're getting more and more resorts.
Oh, yeah.
The quality of the experience is not necessarily exponentially getting better.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that Disney's running into is, you know, JW Marriott's building a new resort.
Yeah.
We got that boutique resort coming
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got the Four Seasons. We've got another resort that's rumored to be coming
yeah.
into town that's not a Disney resort.
Right.
The level of service at these resorts is starting to shadow Disney.
Yeah.
And that is a huge problem that yeah. they're going to have to overcome.
Stay at the Four Seasons. Go to the Four Seasons. You can see what a guest experience should look like.
Dude, that's... I'm telling you, man. I cannot sing
that's
their
praises. That's the gold
praises.
Standard yeah, in Orlando right
I,
now.
I cannot sing their praises high enough, man.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. I think they're trying, and I think they're trying to do it in baby steps, and I get that because you can't do this grand slam, you know, all these changes all at once. A, cast members can't take it, and B, Joe, consumer...
Are you talking about the electronic check-in?
No, like the, if
the
they
customer
to,
service?
No, if they want to completely revamp the whole entire check-in process and
oh.
system, you just can't, you know, willy-nilly just say we're going to change the whole entire thing.
I thought you were talking about like the whole customer service
yeah.
guest experience.
No,
should
no.
And I'm like, well, it should never have gotten this far.
Yeah, shouldn't have gotten this yeah. bad.
Somebody should have stepped in and was like, hey, yeah. what in the hell?
Yeah.
What in the blue hell, as The Rock would yeah. say back in the
right.
day.
There is still a little hope for the studios in recent days. They just announced that the new Grand Avenue area, and I'm not sure where this area is, and if somebody knows where it is, can point it to me on a map, I would appreciate that because they really didn't say where it is, and I'll finish that. The new Grand area at Disney's Hollywood Studios is going to open Baseline Tap House this fall. And that's what the parks need is a good bar.
Hey, yeah, look, ladies and gentlemen, John Q, executive Disney person here. We understand. We hear your cries. We know that there's not a lot of attractions here at Disney's Hollywood Studio. Flagship park, might I add.
But we're going to give you a bar.
But see, here's the thing. We're going to let you drink. And when you come in here, if you can belly up to the bar, you can have alcohol. And if you have enough alcohol, you don't care how many rides you are riding. You're riding on your own high of the Disney Disney crack with alcohol. Plus, we got this bar. We're going with the tapas. That's
yeah.
that's the word right there. Tapas. Or as they say down in old Mexico City, Tapas.
Tapas. So a brand new area at Disney's Hollywood Studios is being reimagined by Walt Disney Imagineering, and they are calling it Grand Ave. This area will capture the spirit of present-day downtown L.A., showing vintage office buildings and warehouses representing the different vibrant districts and cultures of the city. Baseline Tap House, a lively corner pub. I want to say that this is going to be near the writer's stop.
Yeah. That's what it is. The sci-fi diner was supposed to be getting a lounge. This is a lounge.
All right.
Makes sense now.
Thank you. Baseline Tap House is a lively corner pub that will specialize in beer and wines from California. It is said to become the local hotspot. In a quaint brick building, Baseline Tap House celebrates the revitalization of downtown Los Angeles by paying homage to Disney's homage to the building former life as the Figueroa Printing Company, a mom-and-pop print house that has ties to the Disney studio in nearby Burbank. This space retains the many of its cool architectural and mechanical details with exposed walls and old printing equipment.
Sound it out.
And artifacts blending the past and present in an inviting space. The outside is a charming, free shaded.
Sounds like.
The outside is a charming, tree shaded. Perfect for relaxing for a break of the day.
Give me a tap in on this one, buddy. Yeah. You good?
I'm good.
Go ahead.
California craft ales, lagers, and cider will capitalize the drink menu. California wines will be available on tap along with specialty cocktails. Gourmet non-alcohol lemonade and sodas are on tap to complete the drink selections. Small bites.
Tapas.
Yep.
Tapas
of Bavarian pretzels with mustard and beer cheese fondue, spiced almonds, or a charcuterie board featuring California cheeses will also be available. It's exactly what they had there before they closed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just been sitting there. Disney reports that the Baseline Tap House will be open daily from 11 a.m. No announcement on the exact opening date yet, but you'll hear it here first.
I
don't think they need another place that serves alcohol.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with another place to go hang out.
Go hang out, yes.
If it's indoors, it's better than the one that's hanging off the back end of the Brown Derby.
Mm.
So I'm okay with this. If it's where we think it is, and I could completely be wrong,
mm-hmm.
you know, they said they're going to make it a lounge. It's a lounge.
It's a lounge.
And I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. And I think this Grand Ave, you know, the first part of the Streets of America, which was New York, did not get destroyed for Star Wars Land.
Yet.
No. People saying if it was going to go, it would have been gone.
Right.
So people saying that's going to be the transition from Hollywood to Star Wars. I don't see how New York has that transition to it, but
well, here's the thing: if they were to do it like Men in Black, so as you get closer to Star Wars, they become more alien, you know, and you have the guy that keeps shooting his face off and it grows a new head. But I could see that working, but unfortunately, that's over at the park that shall not be named down the road.
Yeah.
But if they do it like old L.A., this is the thing that I think is funny. They're talking about this Grand Avenue, and everything is California-based. Then that Grand Avenue needs to be old Hollywood, which I think would be cool.
Right.
You know, which would lend to the rumors where you get, you know, Disney's, you know, Hollywood Land or Hollywood Adventure. And this makes sense. It's the California craft ales, lagers, and ciders, mm-hmm. California wines, and all that stuff. You know, like they did over the Polite Pig, they're really getting their money's worth out of all this stuff on tap.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all the tap wines, tap beers, sure. tap drinks, yeah. you know, tap soda. It's fascinating. It's a little off-putting for some people, you know, because yeah. they're like, oh, we like a glass of wine. Sure.
Right.
Like, no, I like a real glass of wine. No, seriously. Yeah. You know.
See, the problem that people, I think, don't like the wine on tap is they do have to mix it with a little nitrogen to get it out of the keg. And that does not, you know, enhance the flavor of the wine normally.
Mm-mm.
Beer, maybe yes. Wine, maybe no.
Yeah, maybe no.
All right, next up.
Long day.
Fire at will.
Sorry. As I mentioned a little earlier, plans have been filed for a new area hotel near Epcot from the JW Marriott.
Ooh.
So, plans were recently being filed, and if they come to fruition, the area near Epcot will have a brand new 516-room JW Marriott Hotel. Now, an application filed on July 24th by Kimley Horn, planning and engineering firm, on behalf of DCS Investments, outlined that would be what would become Orlando's second JW Marriott. The plans describe a 16-story hotel. 16 stories, kids, with 516 rooms, 50,000 square feet of meeting space, a restaurant, and a rooftop bar.
Of course.
Very excited about this meeting space, by the way. Mm-hmm. The current owner of the property, DCS Investments in West Palm Beach, purchased it in 2013 for $2.2 million. Due to the economic factors that have gone mostly undeveloped until now, the location on Shalonia Parkway is at the southwest corner where Epcot Center Drive intersects with Interstate 4. The name of the project and the permit application is JW Marriott at Bonnet Creek. So Bonnet Creek area is about to get... I know they keep saying it's Epcot, but it's really the Bonnet Creek Resorts.
Right.
All those resorts.
I think it'll be looking towards Epcot, I think is why they keep saying
Epcot. Which will be great.
Yeah.
It'll be great for fireworks, especially for Epcot and Hollywood Studios. 516 stories?
Yeah.
Or 16 stories. I say 516. Yeah. It's a skyscraper going into...
They're going to build the Space Needle.
You're going to see fireworks from Universal.
Yeah.
And the Orlando Eye.
And
if you're lucky...
And Busch Gardens.
And SeaWorld. If you're lucky, you can see Busch Gardens. Which is in Tampa. Yeah. That's why the joke's funny.
The other...
It's an hour that way.
The other JW is right down the corner, or right around here.
Oh, yeah?
But yeah, that JW was sold recently to, I think, Hilton.
Really?
Yeah, Marriott got rid of it, so it's not really...
We don't need your stinking...
It's still the JW Marriott, but it's not owned by Marriott.
Is that like Lake Nona, or is that over by the airport?
No, over on Jungyong Parkway.
Oh, that's interesting. Very interesting. Yeah.
Okay, so Tables in Wonderland. Last week we spoke about annual pass holders getting a 30% discount.
Hey, guess what?
Now Tables in Wonderland members can get the same discount.
Anything in you the same can places. Do, I can do better.
And... Let me tell you, after the show, I did.
Dear Disney. Dear Tables in Wonderland.
I got,
WTF.
I got a call on Sunday afternoon from guest services at Disney about the policy on this.
Do you mean to tell me that you typed a letter?
Yes, I did.
And got a response?
Yes, I did.
So, holy crap.
So this 30% discount at Jinko, the Flying Fish, the Wave, Citrico's, the Grand Floridian, Olivia's Cafe, Boat Rides, Turf Club, Artist Point, and Captain's Grill, your reservation has to be either before 6:30 or after 8:30.
Your reservation.
So I asked her, I said, so I have to have a reservation. What happens if I have a reservation at 6:30, I don't get seated until 6:45, and then I don't order my dinner until 7:30. She says, that won't matter as long as your reservation was 6:30 or earlier or 8:30 or later.
It's just a two-hour window. Just give the... Why make it complicated, Disney?
Because the after 6:30, between 6:30 and 8:30 is prime time and they're always rushed.
Right. I see what you're saying.
So now they're trying to get people to... break that cycle rather than coming at 7 when everybody probably normally eats 7 or 7:30
right.
And want people to come earlier or eat later.
Gotcha.
So the senior citizen early bird special or the college groupie late night dinner, pick one.
Awesome.
But I think we have to go to the Flying Fish because I haven't been there since they redid it.
No, we really need to go.
And 30% off. Hey, it's killer.
Right.
So, annual pass holders now and Tables in Wonderland all through September 30th at the Signature Restaurants.
Is it DVC members too?
And DVC members.
That's right.
Three groups of people now.
Everyone gets.
Everybody gets 30%,
and you get 30%,
and you don't.
And you don't. You suck. You don't get 30%. Oh, that's funny.
All right, let's do a little round robin of the headline news.
All right. First up, it's change in hours for a pirate's adventure, Treasures of the Seven Seas.
Very small window to do this now. It's not like open all day long anymore.
Is this the face painting thing?
No, this is the, you get the treasure map and you go around Adventureland to find the pirate's treasure.
Is it too much work to keep that door open and have that one person sitting in the room?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Next up.
Tarzan meet and greet opportunity is ending at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Oh, man.
So you, I think they're putting Timon and Pumbaa in their place.
Fair enough. Walt Disney World annual. So this is a headline news.
Yeah.
I would have led with this one. Walt Disney World annual pass holders. At time of this recording, it's 8:50 p.m. You are 3 hours and 10 minutes to your passes. Are no longer blacked out.
If you had to select.
If you had the silver.
Yeah.
Silver. So we have silver. So we got really excited. So Disney is saying because.
It's like a whole new world for you.
A whole new world. Disney is saying because we wanted to make sure that everybody had the opportunity to ride Ellen's Energy Adventure or the Great Movie Ride.
They really just said, I think they said because they wanted the Donahue's to come to the park.
They did. They said, we've heard Park Hopper John. We're like, we got to get those guys here. Now, the thing is, the passes came back online on the 10th, and these rides, you know, go away on the 13th. Right. Still 3 days.
Yeah.
Everybody could have 3 days to ride the rides, but they're like, no. We'll go ahead and open it up.
Yeah.
At the same time, park attendance is down. Resort guests are down. Food and merchandise is down. Makes sense. Yeah. Well, just saying. Next.
Tie it all in. Airline officials are now suggesting getting to the Orlando airport 3 hours early if your flight is leaving out of gates 1 through 29 because they are still doing tram construction and there will only be one running all day just back and forth. And there's a long list of airlines. I think JetBlue is one of them, which I usually fly.
Right.
Which I'm not looking forward to.
The hardest working tram in show business.
Yeah. So check your airline and then, you know, check with the airport too.
One of the longest running Broadway productions ever in China, The Lion King, is going to end its historic run after 500 shows.
This was that special theater they built in Shanghai Disney and put The Lion King in it. It's now ending.
What a coinkydink. I wonder if that's going to be the show we get over at Magic Kingdom.
Maybe.
With all new actors.
Well, yeah, because it was done in Mandarin. I don't think we're going to want to hear it in Mandarin.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Stop.
Any of the comments or fake accent, send your cards and letters to Tony Castellanova.
What was it? Meow? Isn't that like hello or something? Meow.
God bless you.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Moving forward for the racially insensitive comments of the Disney Parks podcast, closure of Disney's vacation account program has been announced.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad. I didn't use this.
I was just telling somebody to go do this.
Hurry. Yeah. They're not going to do it anymore. So what this was is basically it was an account.
Like a Christmas club.
Yeah, it was a Christmas club that you could pay into for a vacation. Disney said, no. We're done.
Yeah.
We're done with that.
We want to be out of the Christmas club business.
We'd like you to pay us now, please.
Well, they did. I mean, it was run through Chase. You gave them money each month, and then when you were ready to use it, you withdrew it and paid for your vacation.
Unless Disney was tired of doing this and managing this, this makes no sense.
No, it's being run by Chase.
Because Chase gets all this money to invest and do what they want to with.
I know.
I don't get it, but...
I don't get it either.
Next.
Breakfast is now available at the Yak and Yeti local food cafe at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
All right. Now, the Yak and Yeti local food cafe, is that the big restaurant?
No, I think that's the small...
That's the cart, right?
That's where you would get the egg rolls and whatnot.
Fair enough. Yeah. Next up, Disney Vacation Club has introduced a new referral program.
Yay.
For what?
Yes. Well, now if you refer somebody, you can get a think something back. They had a program. It was kind of like a graduate. If you gave one guest, you got like $50 gift card. If you did two guests, you got like $100 gift card. If you did three guests, you got like, I was up to $750 gift card.
I'll bet you were.
And they whacked this program. I'm like, well, that's it. I'm not referring anybody to the DVC
Fair
program.
Enough.
Well, I was telling people, no, don't do it.
Well,
and now I will go back on my DVC box.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the internets, I am not a Disney Vacation Club member, but my wife and I are currently considering it.
Can I refer you?
Well, let's talk about what's in it for me.
How about a Grand Villa or Bay Lake Tower?
I'd probably get that anyway. So let's talk about... if we were to do DVC, we would certainly...
Yeah.
But so, unless somebody out there has like a better deal, like if you can get me a meet and greet with John Lasseter, or let me, you know, tickets to Disneyland, Epcot, yeah. or Expo 2019.
Yeah. I am glad that they're doing this.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. It made me very mad. Why do you not want your best publicity people to go out and get you more people?
Because it's the best kept secret on Disney property.
Yeah. All right, whatever.
Do you think they're doing this because new DVC people are down? Like the new purchases are down?
No. I heard the Poly was out selling Copper Creek 3-1. So, no, I don't think it's down.
When we go off mic, I'll tell you a story about bumping into a DVC guy this weekend, talking to him about it.
Yeah, I got another DVC story that I can tell at the end, too.
Sweet. Next.
I was at the Magic Kingdom Toll Plaza, and I was chatting with a cast member because I just had some time to kill. And
okay, wait. So you've got time to kill, so you're just trolling the Magic Kingdom Toll Plaza?
Well, I was Ubering.
Are you the sketchy dude that's hanging around? Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Bert?
My name's...
Can I catch a ride?
My name's Ricky.
You want to get my minivan?
My name's Ricky. You want to go for a ride? You want to go for a ride with Ricky?
So anyway, I was saying, won't it be nice the day that you don't have to stand here in this terrible booth just waving people onto the resorts, you know? And she says... 10 more, and she points to the construction. It'll be done in 10 more weeks. And I'm like, are you sure? She said, that's what they're telling us, 10 more weeks. So in 10 more weeks, you will have you bypass the Magic Kingdom Toll Plaza to go to Wilderness, Poly, Contemporary, Grand Floridian, all the Magic Kingdom resorts.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
You won't have to stop and dilly-dally. You'll just...
Yeah. Trying to get to... Fort Wilderness and Four Seasons.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that would be great.
And our final news story is a pretty big deal, which I saw online and I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And I mean no disrespect to this website, but it's like, here's our sentence. This is what we know. The Magic Kingdom is launching a park-wide food tour this fall, and that's all we know. That's it.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do? It's like, okay, here's Dole Whip from Adventureland, and here's a
they're going to give you they're going to give you the tour and the history of the snacks of the park.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to Stark Mickey Stark
Chasers.
Star Chasers, and here's ice cream, and we brought ice cream in, and it's cool. I think you're going to do some really cool stuff in this.
Hey, it's a tour. If you've done the Magic Kingdom 1,000 times,
why not?
It's just something else to do.
That'd be great.
So the other DVC thing, I was talking to some DVC people at a kiosk. Just kill some more time.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Can I get you DVC? I got a referral program now. We were chatting about Copper Creek. I don't know how we got on the subject. I said, I saw the rooms over to Saratoga. They're nice. She goes, well, you don't have to see the rooms, the fake rooms over to Saratoga. She goes, you can see the real rooms at the lodge. I said, oh, say how? So she says, if you're a DVC member and you go to the Wilderness Lodge and go to the DVC desk, it's over by the Teratoni Lounge, tell them that you would like to see the rooms. They'll take you on a tour of the actual rooms in the building. So you can see a one-bedroom, two-bedroom, or studio. I said, well, I'd like to see a three-grand villa if possible, because that's where my next party's going to be. And she said, well, that would depend if they had one, but most they have one or two of the studio and one-bedrooms blocked off for the tour. So I said, all right. So I am going to go try that next week and see what happens.
Let me know when you go. I might want to tag along or just meet you there. Funny thing about that, we were at the Polynesian, and we were trying to get into one of the bungalows.
Ooh.
And they said, yeah, all the bungalows are full. And I'm like, no, they're not. He says, no, they're really full. I'm like, at $2,000 a night?
Yeah.
Even with DVC?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, they're all full up. He says, but if you wanted to see the new cabins over at Copper Creek, I might be able to get you in. And unfortunately, the conversation got steered somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And somebody else who was not me steered the conversation somewhere else and never went back to the, hey, let's go see the...
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was our Polynesian conversation. But it was real interesting. Mm-hmm. So, that's cool.
All right. That's it. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so by going to, DisneyParksPodcast.com.
That happens. We got 39 websites going on.
Or visit us on Facebook at Facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast. We're also on Twitter at DisneyPodcaster. And I think that's all the other places we are. That's it. Thank you for listening. Thanks for taking your time. Thanks for joining us live, and we hope to see you
in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through one reach upon the stars.